Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Catherine Smith. This week, I'm reading poems from the Cascadia Field Guide, a book that celebrates the Cascadia bioregion through science, poetry, and art. Published in 2023 by Mountaineers Books and edited by Elizabeth Bradfield, C. Marie Furman, and Derek Sheffield. I love the variety of the artistic and poetic styles in this book. It almost mimics the diversity of the region itself. You can learn more at cascadiafieldguide.com. Today's poem introduces the greater sage grouse, which inhabits Cascadia's scrub steppe region. These birds are characterized by their dependence on big sagebrush for habitat and for food, and by their elaborate song and dance mating rites in the spring. Sage Grouse, A Prayer, by Corey Williamson. Let us agree, at least, on this. It is not above a bird to hold a sacred map in the mind. It is not below a bird to nest tucked to earth, ceilinged by fragrant sage whose double roots have dual plans, a layer of veined lace at the surface that drinks sudden rain, and the deep taproot that holds and seeks, holds and gathers. Suede leaf eaters, the female gray and essential as grass, the male with his throne of feathered spines. Drums in the great sagging feathered breast, they return year after year to the lek to dance. Return to the shadow of the oil derrick and its plunging black everlapping tongue. Return to land slicked over by asphalt or raised up and rowed by the plow, shorn clean by tooth and hoof's slow grind. Let me keep the sage hen lodged, lodestone-like, in my brain, trying to see it this way, that the body offers itself to song, on land unparsable from the dance, life beginning as thunder in the throat. That was Sage Grouse, A Prayer, by Corey Williamson, published in Cascadia Field Guide, published by Mountaineers Books. I'm Catherine Smith. Thank you for listening.